This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Now brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 404-726-0929 at 929 Morning Shift. You guys want to weigh in on Bo's top five live rock songs he'd love to see in person. Also got a couple of fun conversations today. Did the Braves do enough? Do you feel good about Freddy Gonzalez coming back in the fold, or do you think Mr. Tuiasa Sopo is a little bit of a scapegoat? So love to hear from you guys on that. Ali, you've been in music for a while. You've been to plenty of concerts. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure who your favorite live show was, but I am positive that you have an assortment of them.
I do have an assortment. I don't have any rock bands on my little list that I've put together of songs I would want to see live. So my rebuttal is a little bit more different.
Yeah, same.
There's a moment in Tim McGraw concert where he sings Live Like You Are Dying, that bridge that he hits,
yeah,
and everybody just puts their hands up together. It's so inspirational.
Saw that at the Georgia Dome.
Yeah, I think I went to that concert at the Georgia Dome. He always wears the same outfit, the black hat, the white
very tailored t-shirt.
Yeah, very tailored.
Very tailored.
I mean, it looks like body paint.
Luke Bryan, easy, with that somber song he has for a friend that he lost, Drink a Beer.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that'll bring
my
you to tears.
My dog passed away right when he came out with that.
No.
I was in a bad way.
Was that
then.
The dog that?
Yeah, yeah. He very tragic accident with my dog. So that was a tough one.
And one other one I wanted to mention, because I have seen this song multiple times live, because I am a boy band lover.
Oh wow!
I absolutely love boy
Didn't
bands.
Didn't peg you for that, but yes.
Backstreet Boys all the way. Yes, they are better than NSYNC. So I've seen everybody live multiple times, but in July, I'm seeing it at the Sphere because I'm going to go see Backstreet Boys.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Good for you.
Yes, and that's just everybody sings along. I love the crowd participation song.
Backstreet's back. All right.
Yeah. Exactly.
I've seen Tom Petty, seen a couple of good bands live. My favorite live show, it was Eric Church.
I bet.
Eric Church, yeah. And he came out and sang, you know the song, These Boots?
Mm-hmm.
And he takes off his boots on the stage and holds them up. And I mean, like, it was so sick. And
that's
he's just
amazing.
Talking about these boots, what these boots have walked through. You know what I mean? Such a good show. And he was insane. He didn't have Eric Church didn't have an opener. He just sang two sets.
That's how Eric Church rolls, though. There's
like,
no fluff there.
The church choir is here to do things. All right, let's go ahead and head out to the phone lines. And let's go ahead and talk to Tinker over in Kennesaw. Tink, good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
Tinker, hold on. Before you get to your comment, did you really fall through a ceiling?
Yes, sir.
Are you
Come
all right?
Come on, man.
I was pretty busted up. I was busted up so good that 2 days later, Andy and Randy were doing live at Twin Peaks, Kennesaw. And the guy that I work with, he goes, you going to say anything? I said, no. And apparently I walked in like a wounded duck. And I didn't even turn the corner good. Randy looked at me and goes, what the hell's wrong with you?
I'm glad you're doing better, man.
I about went 20 feet down.
Mm. Dang, man.
Be careful, brother.
Yes, sir.
All right, what do you got for us?
I got I liked your list. The most wildest concert I ever went to was Rage Against the Machine.
Wow.
The most violent concert I ever went to was the International Ballroom during the Far Beyond Driven Tour, and you'll see those guys tonight. And that's Pantera. Just be glad you got seats if you got them.
Yeah, what is that? That song Walk? Is that the Pantera? Oh, my gosh, dude. That's
Wow. Yeah, they got a particular fan base that can make it real interesting. and then the funnest band I ever saw was Steel Panther.
Oh, God.
yeah, they're pretty fun. But just one quick thing with the Braves. I think the only way they're going to break out of this is if they do like Major League, to grab that standee, put it in there, start ripping little parts off.
No, real quick. Thanks, Tank. Real quick, Pantera has got their live album is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I listen to that all the time. Now, the problem is that I am going to see, they are going to be there tonight, but they're also without the two guys that made the group, which was Vinnie Paul and Dimebag Darrell, who are not with us anymore. And unfortunately, Philip Anselmo is still playing with the band, and he's not a very liked guy.
Yeah. Well, Dimebag Darrell, shout out. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's bring in Josh over in Gainesville. Josh, what's going on? You're on the morning show.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to let y'all know. So I've seen Thunderstruck live, and I've seen Enter Sandman live, both amazing performances. And I've seen some other performances that were pretty good. I've seen Johnny Cash do Hurt.
Whoa.
I've seen Rain in Blood by Slayer.
And then I've seen
Mother by Danzig at the Tabernacle. So don't make fun of my favorite live performance, but it was about 96 or 97, and me and a couple of buddies went to the Roxy to watch Seven Dust. And they weren't headlining the show, but a band named Limp Bizkit was.
Dude, and I had never heard of them.
And when they broke out Faith at the end of that show, everybody lost their mind.
Dude, I just got chills. I would love to see Faith live.
Me and Josh, I think we need to go.
Two peas in a pod.
We need to go, because every band he named, I've either seen or have wanted to see live. Like, I think I could go to some concerts with Josh.
Josh, where'd you see Metallica at? Oh, never mind. We lost Josh. I'd be curious to know where he saw all those shows.
I saw Metallica at Truist a few years ago when they came.
Yeah.
That summer tour.
Yeah.
And then I saw them in Birmingham, like, maybe 6 months or a year later.
Yeah.
And they were both phenomenal shows.
Dylan, before we go back to the phone lines, you got a Drake song that you've seen in person that you want to pull out there?
Oh, man. The most turnt I've ever been at a Drake concert was when I went to his latest tour. It's all a Blur tour with him and 21 Savage. And they did, because they did a joint album not so long ago, Her Loss. And they did, why am I forgetting the name of the song? The first song on the album, I'll be here in a second. But, man, when they finally did that, because that was their biggest hit, I mean, you couldn't tell me anything. It was really, like, people talk about an out-of-body experience at a concert. I legit had an out-of-body experience.
You had a spiritual awakening.
Yeah,
right,
Rich Flex is the name of the song, Flex. By the way. Rich Flex.
Dude, right. Bo Johnson just sent me a picture. Bo Johnson produces Andy and Randy in Steakhouse, of when we saw Metallica at Truist, and we ran into each other.
Nice.
And I'm like, I don't even remember this picture. I don't even remember this.
Oh, God. Oh, God, your tongue's out. Oh, God. Your tongue's out.
Dude.
Bo Johnson, run away next
time.
You
know, I had a similar experience at Rolling Stones, by the way, Dylan, when the roof was open. I was like, whoa, is this real life?
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's bring in our buddy Chris from College Park. Chris, what's going on, man? Good to talk to you again.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Living the dream.
That's right. Hello, fearless leader.
Sir?
Hey, I'm going to let you live vicariously through me. And once again, I'm so glad to be a part of the nation because I absolutely love Led Zeppelin, my friend. Love them. And this was back in 1995, so I'm letting you know how old I am. But I don't know if you know this, fearless leader, but Page and Plant went on a tour.
Yeah.
It was just them two. And I was in St. Louis, Missouri then, at the Kiel Center. And, you know, of course, everybody from all across the nation, because they had come back together again. And my favorite song by them is Black Dog. And so Plant was standing on stage. You know, they had did some songs and stuff. You know how the lead singer or the band, they'll start talking and, you know, going about this and going about that. And he was like, there's a lot of conspiracy about the particular song and how it got its name. But literally me and the bandmates were in the studio and a black dog walked in. And he went from his regular voice to, hey, mom, I said, the way you move.
Yeah.
Hey, you move.
Chris. And, Was that No Quarter Tour? Was that the No Quarter?
Yes, that's it.
Wow, yes. Look at you two.
And let me tell you, when Black Dog came on and he like switched from talking into that Plant voice, the whole place went berserk. I'm getting goosebumps right now.
Man, loved it.
And let me just say this and I'll finish up, man. There's nothing greater on earth than seeing live music.
Oh, hashtag I completely agree with
hashtag
that.
Hashtag the squad.
Yeah.
Robert,
completely agree with that.
Robert Plant has got an amazing voice. And the way he can switch it, because he talks regular, but then when he gets that hits that pitch, man, whoa.
I completely agree with what he said. And I think I've said this about before. Like, my wife and I, we started off like when we dated just going to concerts.
Yeah.
And I swear it's why we're married. Like, just going to have that experience, that live music experience, there's nothing like it.
It's a big bonding experience, and I'm sure you have, like, concert buddies that you always call when there's a concert coming up, and you're like, you just have a different bond with that person.
Yeah, what's funny is my wife and I, we were friends before we started dating. Like, she was that person.
Yeah.
Like, we've been to, like, festivals, things like that. We did Bonnaroo one time, which was really, really cool, but... there's just nothing like it.
It's funny that you say that because Amy and I went to we used to work at the when we worked together at interns and then right around started getting my footing at the old station. I got tickets all the time,
of course.
And Amy and I went like to so many we saw Bon Jovi together. I took her to Rammstein, which is she's like, well, who are these guys with all this white stuff walking through the crowd? And I was like, that's them. And I mean, they do pyro. Stuff at their, there's fire, and that's why they have this white, stuff all over them, because they keep them from getting burnt.
Yeah.
We've seen some really good shows together.
Yeah. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's head out to our buddy Anthony over in Covington. Anthony, what's up, man? Good to catch up.
Yeah! We got to talk tonight! Yeah! E-I-O-U! Yeah! Man, I'm so excited for this, man. I cannot wait to get off work. It is already time to get off work.
Oh,
man.
You're going tonight.
Really this morning, everybody. Yeah, man, I'm going. Me and my brother are actually going tonight. Shout out to the Martin Society Tattoo Shop off of Jericho Road. My brother, me and him, are all going tonight, man.
Wow.
I cannot wait. But we're talking about live songs, and Metallica's got a very underrated live song. It's called No Leaf Clover. If you haven't heard it, go on there and go listen to it. Absolutely fantastic, man. But it was awesome to hear Squid reminisce about all the young concerts back in his heyday when he was young Squid, spreading his ink all over the great state of Georgia with ladies, I'm sure. So, yeah, man, I'm definitely looking forward to it tonight, man. But my favorite live song I got to see was actually in the Tokyo Dome in Japan. My favorite Motley Crue song of all time, Dr. Feelgood, man. It was absolutely amazing live. I got to see Mick Mars before he called it quit. So it's gonna be a great concert tonight. Love you guys. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks, buddy.
We said Anthony.
Hope you have fun
tonight. Yeah, No Leaf Clover is the song they did with the Symphony Orchestra. Remember that album that they did, or that concert series they did with the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra?
Yeah.
That was like that was an original song they did. That was the first time I'd ever heard it released.
Yeah,
and it is. When it has the orchestra playing, it is phenomenal.
It's just funny. And there's multiple people that have songs that talk about this topic, but isn't it funny how you hear that song, you go right back to that spot?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just know, like, you're like, I go right back to that. And again, it's Kenny Chesney, I Go Back, or Record Year from Eric Church, or some of these other bands that have songs that are like, dude, when I hear that song, that's exactly where I'm at in life. So Kenny Chesney used to be one of my favorites and still is, but, obviously kind of phased out of country and does, island music now. But
right.
He used to do a Keg in the Closet tour to go to college towns, as kind of a warm-up for his main tour. He'd come to Tuscaloosa and came in a bar that probably set, 500 and just played all his tunes with Uncle Cracker.
Cool. I'm pretty sure I gave up my rent money in Milledgeville to go see Luke Bryan one time our little capital city. I'm pretty sure I did.
Wow. I mean,
there you go.
That's crazy. Are you guys, real quick, I know we got to go to break, but are you, you can't wear the band's t-shirt to that concert?
No.
No.
Wear it.
Because I'm kind of like
saying you
I'm
can't wear a jersey to a baseball game.
I'm in the middle. I'll wear it sometimes, but then again, yeah. Well, what kind of moron would say that?
Wear it. Wear your Metallica shirt tonight, Bo.
When we come back, we're going to talk more about Falcons OTAs. We got some more cuts from that. I think you'll find it interesting. You heard from Ryan Newsel yesterday, just came off the contract. What Chris Lindstrom had to say about Ryan Newsel's leadership. You're not going to want to miss this. We also got a mic'd up conversations I've had with my son recently that I don't even know how to explain things to him. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 8:23 here on this beautiful Tuesday morning. Hopefully you guys are enjoying the ride in. Thank you so much for bringing us along with you. My name is Mike. That's Allie. The other guy is Bo, and Dylan's hanging out with us as well, playing all the good tunes behind the glass. Bo did his Top 5 Tuesday. Pretty good list. Pretty good list of live songs that he would like to see, and that's a man that knows what kind of music he wants and where he wants to see it.
Well,
so
I'm pumped,
something to be
too.
Said for that.
I'm pumped for tonight now. I'm
it's
fired
like you
up.
Got that off your chest. And now you're like, all right, now it's time. Now
I'm ready to go. It's this dude, every time I have an event, I do a lot of stuff. People probably think I do more than I do because I get to play, you know, golf a good used to a decent amount. And I get to travel with the team, but I'm working. But like whenever I have something that's really fun that I'm really, really, really I've been looking forward to this since November. And I always have like roadblocks in the day. Like, oh, I got to work. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got this. I got a meeting right after the show. Oh, I've got to go do this this thing for work like around like noon. Oh, then I get home, and then I got to find a way to get down to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And then I get to concert. Like by the time the concert gets here,
there's a baby at the house, so that's a whole hurdle.
Yes, she will. Yeah. Yeah, she's a babysitter.
Don't forget about that one.
She's a babysitter.
On days like this, you just have to remember, like, the time will get here. Time just passes. It will get here. You will be at Metallica in no time.
You know, to your point, Allie, the good thing is I probably have things to just keep me, kind of busy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't get it. I don't get overly excited about a lot, like with events and stuff. But the day of, I'm normally like a kid on Christmas. Like, oh, let's get to it. Let's go. I'm ready to go. Like when we were at Atlanta Motor Speedway in June for that Saturday night race.
Yes, dude.
Like my goal is to stay up as late as I can Friday night and then sleep as long as I can Saturday.
Oh my gosh.
So then I wake up, I'm like, let's go. Like yeah. I'm ready to go. And which will be like, I'll still wake up at 6 a.m.
Shot out of a cannon. That's going to be a lot of fun. Saturday night, the end of June, and also tonight for you guys going to Metallica. Real quick, Marcell Ozuna had some news come out yesterday. It looks like he's dealing with a little bit of a hip injury.
Yeah, he has a little bit of a tear. Last night, Alex Anthopoulos, he was addressing the third base coach changeout. And so Grant jumped on the Zoom, and he asked him about Marcell Ozuna's hip. And he said, it is a tear, but he's managing it, and he's going to wait to get to the offseason. So they're just going to manage it. He's only sat out 3 games. So far, he's managing it well.
Yeah.
I'm interested with this, his future, because, you know, he's a free agent. This was his... if I'm not mistaken, this was his pickup year. They picked up the option.
This was his option year, yep, club option.
So, and he's only around $16-something million. So I wonder how they're going to handle that. Yeah, that's what I'm very curious about. What
I was so happy that Grant was able to answer that question for me because I know that it's so far away. And Grant, you know, sometimes Grant's like, dude, just calm down. But, you know, when I asked Drake Baldwin, when I asked about Drake Baldwin sliding into that role in the future, Grant seemed to hint that it might be a possibility. So it'll be curious to keep an eye on that. And obviously, Marcell Ozuna has been a bargain for the last couple of years for the, you know, what you've got out of him. It wasn't at the front end of the contract, but obviously the last couple of years has been a bargain at $16 million this year. It's pretty solid.
As inconsistent as his offense has been, I want him back because he's been the most consistent player the last 2.5 seasons.
It's just going to be a matter of how much he gets paid on the open market since there is no more club option.
I think I know we got to get some other stuff. I think there might be a little bit more loyalty to this organization than people would realize. I know money talks, but this organization showed him a lot. They gave him a leash, and you know, there was some things that a lot of teams would have just been like, you know what, we're good, but they said no, we're going to stick with you, and it feels like both sides have been rewarded because of that, and I'd like to see this relationship continue.
He's had quite a redemption arc.
Yeah, he definitely has.
That's a very good point.
And hopefully that he's learned from a lot of things, and it is what it is. Hey, Dylan, I got a question for you. We're going to do some Atlanta Falcons sound right here, but I sent you the link earlier to the video that was put on the Falcons website. Do you know what the headline of that video said? Do you happen to remember? If you pull up that email, I want you to pull that up, and I want you to tell people what the title of this video was, because we're going to hear from Ryan Neusel. I want you guys to hear from Chris Lindstrom. Both of those guys spoke to the media yesterday. Dylan, what was the title on the Falcons' website of this video?
Bijan Robinson, Drake London, and others speak on building offensive weapons in OTAs.
Say that one more time. What was the first? Who spoke to the media yesterday?
Bijan Robinson, Drake London, and others.
And others. Wow. Wow.
Who are these others you speak of?
Isn't that something? No, I don't know. Maybe, you know, maybe an all-pro Chris Lindstrom, no big deal. Maybe the guy you just signed to an extension, your starting center, Ryan Neusel, no big deal. But
maybe
no.
There's a character limit.
They couldn't.
I was
even
literally about to say that. Mike, you can't give them. They got to get the buzzwords in. See, when it comes to YouTube,
it should read Chris Lindstrom, Ryan Neusel, and others speak to the media.
But
that's
see,
exactly
Dylan,
what it should
it's
say.
Not buzzy Dylan. On YouTube, man. As a content creator, Allie and I are content creators. We know what gets the people going on YouTube.
Dylan, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Are offensive linemen, when you think of offensive linemen, is that a sexy position?
No.
Of course it is. What are you talking about, dude?
Does sex sell?
Yes.
Okay, so why would you put a non-sexy position in the title?
You wouldn't. That's why they're they're the others.
Right. It's just not something you're into. That's right. I think it's sexy.
I'm sorry I had to do that to you.
I think it's sexy. No.
Of course you do.
I want you guys to hear. First of all, I want you to hear from Ryan Neusel, who obviously just recently inked a contract extension. He was tendered with the Atlanta Falcons. He's going to be your starting center this year. He talked about, you know, guys he's learned from. You can always get a good feel for how somebody is viewed when you hear genuine compliments from other people. And I want you guys to hear this sound from Chris Lindstrom. And you just heard Ryan Neusel say, man, I've learned from a lot of good players, been around this group for a number of years. They've helped me get to where I'm at. And then you hear Chris Lindstrom, and here's what he had to say about Ryan Neusel.
Oh, it's really important. I mean, I've been fortunate enough the past 4 years to remain in the building, remain with the team, and then really just growing up, maturing with guys like Chris Lindstrom, Jake Matthews, learning from Drew, Caleb, and then just being able to stay with Led is really nice.
What you guys heard from Ryan Neusel was genuine thankfulness about the people that have helped him. And what you heard from Chris Lindstrom was genuine. I really like this guy. I am so happy for him for where he's landed in his career.
5 years. I guarantee you there's guys in this media market that don't know who Ryan Neuzel is. They couldn't pick him out of a lineup. They don't know his name. They don't know how to spell his name. They don't even have to, pronounce his last name, and the guy's been here 5 years, and he's the ultimate thing. So
Neuzel.
That's why when everybody was like, "Well, how could you let Dahman walk? You've trained him. You brought him in and you drafted him and you got everything you wanted." Well, they signed this guy undrafted in Neuzel, and they, if I'm not mistaken, taught him and trained him and got him to exactly where they wanted him to be, and now he has worked his way there. So when it came down between nothing against Drew Dahman.
Yes.
I'm happy he got his bag, by the way.
Dang.
Thank you. But they didn't overpay for the guy, the same guy, basically. And that's Neuzel and Dahman were interchangeable. Dahman maybe was a little bit better, but they didn't miss a beat when Neuzel was in there. And so when all these people want to complain about what they do and they don't do and they overpay, this is one they got right. But, you know, let's be negative.
You talk about people, you know, in the media around this team. I had an argument with a guy in this very bullpen over here at 92.9 The Game, and he was trying to tell me that, you guys are going to get to hang out with him on Friday. He was trying to tell me that you should have overpaid for Drew Dahman.
Oh,
because you developed him, and you should just overpay for him. Just no matter what the asking price is, you should outbid everybody. And it's like, dude, that's not good business sense. It never is, and it's just fine. That's just fine. It's something to make an argument about.
Well, first off, that guy probably overpays for shirts that he cuts the sleeves off of. Secondly,
hopefully he's not paying per thread count.
You don't overpay for guys if they're on your own team, because if you want them and you know you're going to keep them,
right,
you don't let them go to free agency.
Exactly.
That is why when I hear people say, "I wouldn't re-sign him, I'd let him play it out and then franchise tag him if he plays well."
Sure.
That's the dumbest. That is such bad business. It's such bad business. I mean, unbelievably bad business to do that.
Just a reminder, this Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. I got to tell a quick story, and I got to get in and out of this because we only got a minute left. I had a very alarming moment in my car with my son the other day. And if you guys know my son, he's almost 5 years old. He's like 2 months away from being 5 years old. And he starts asking the funny questions. You'll get here with Pork Chop at some point in your life, Bo, where all of a sudden the questions that start coming out, and most of the time it happens, they're in the backseat of your car, where they're looking out the window and they're pondering something they might have heard, or something you said, or something somebody at school said, or something else. So my son is, I'm driving, I'm in traffic. My son goes, "Dad, why can you not hold up your tall finger?"
Oh.
And I was like, "What are you talking about?" I'm driving, I'm like gripping the wheel. I'm like, "What are you talking about, your tall finger?" And he goes, I'm thinking he's holding up, like it's something he can't physically do. Like, why can I not do this?
Mm-hmm.
And I turn around and go, "Hey, buddy, what are you talking about?" I'm getting the bird from my kid straight out of the back seat. Straight up looked at me and was like, "Why am I not allowed to do this?" And I was like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa. First of all, where did you learn to do that?" And he's like, my friend Johnny was doing this, and the teacher walked over and was like, "Don't ever hold up your tall finger." And he was so confused. And I honestly didn't have a good reason why you're not allowed to do that.
What?
I was like, "It just means that you don't like somebody." And he was like, "But what if I do like him?" And I was like, "Dude, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. It's just a tall finger is not a good thing. You know what I mean? Just hold in there."
It's an improper sign language sign.
It's right.
So alarming to turn around and get the middle finger from your son in the backseat. You're like, hey, put that thing away.
Sounds
and he's
like
looking at me
to,
like, "What's your deal, man?
You need to keep him away from bad decisions, Johnny."
No kidding.
He does have a bad decision kid in his class. He definitely does. Where I'm like, "All right, we need to talk to the teacher."
That kid graduated, right?
Yeah, he did. He actually did.
Well, apparently it sounds like next year Ridge might be a bad decision kid.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's definitely going to be that kid.
Hey, you see this? Don't do it. Your parents will get mad at you.
My kid is not bad with words. He's bad with action. He likes to wrestle. It's like story time, and he's dropping an elbow on somebody.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, hey, calm down, man. Calm down.
Let's be honest. I've been around your kid a couple times. He's a good kid. But the only reason why it's a bad deal for Ridge to be like the wrestling kid is because he's like three times bigger than everyone else.
Yeah.
I mean, you picture you sent, or I don't know if you tweeted it or whatever, of y'all going to the United game.
Yes.
And he's in the back seat, and I'm like, "Are his feet touching the floorboard?"
He does, dude. I said it today. He looks like Kristaps Porzingis in the back of my car. he's just
but a better so jump shot.
Yeah. We got to go to break because when we come back, we're going to talk to CJ Nitkowski, Braves color analyst, about the latest news coming out of the Braves, man. All the moves yesterday. Are you happy to have Freddy Gonzalez back in the fold? CJ Nitkowski always does a good job, so we'll have him on the show coming up on the other side. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Turn on the game. Sports Radio 92.9 a game. It's the Morning Shift. Mike Johnson, Dylan, Allie, Squid. Yeah, that's the role I'm going
with. Why am I last?
I don't know. Just felt right.
Just felt right. Jealous because I'm going to Mercedes-Benz tonight to see Metallica.
I am extremely jealous, actually, that you're going to see Metallica tonight. It's a sore subject with me right now. I wish I was there for the Center Stage concert.
What was it called? In the round.
I don't like that
really
at all.
That
I don't know. Do you think CJ's a big Metallica fan?
I don't know. Let's ask him. Let's welcome in CJ Nitkowski, Braves analyst. CJ, appreciate you hanging out with us once again, man. Good to have you back on.
Yeah, my pleasure. I think there's a decent chance that I went to some Metallica shows before any of you guys were born.
Wow, I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I'm older than you think.
Yeah,
but
same.
Maybe.
I don't know how old you all are, but I'm just telling you that I've been to some shows in the 80s to
that
see Metallica.
So. What was the – real quick, and we got a lot to get to. What's the venue? What venue do you think you went and saw Metallica at?
So I grew up in the Northeast. So I saw him four times when I was in high school. So I saw him at Nassau Coliseum. Wow. I saw him at Orange County Fairgrounds, which was a general admission. I saw them at Giant Stadium, the old Giant Stadium, when Guns N' Roses went on tour with them. Wow. Gosh, that was probably, 1990 or so? I graduated high school in 91, so sometime in there. But, yeah, the venues I went to see them were all up in the Northeast. And then we were just in Philly that last trip to play the Phillies, and a good high school buddy of mine who I went to that Guns N' Roses and Metallica show with took his eighth-grade daughter to see Metallica at the lake there where the Eagles play. And she's a diehard, man. He did a good job raising her. Somehow she wanted to go.
Power move.
Which makes me question what I've done as a father because my kids have never asked me to go.
So does that mean if the Braves weren't in town tonight, you would be at this Metallica show with Bo?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I didn't realize that they were here because I'm off today.
So
when I just heard you say it, I didn't even, on the phone. It wasn't even on my radar.
There you go.
But yeah, I don't know if this old guy could make it.
There's still plenty of tickets on sale.
I was going to say, I'm sure you can find a way to get down there, and you can add your fifth venue. This one in the Southeast, my friend. Obviously, we've got a lot to get to, CJ. We want to talk about Freddy Gonzalez and everything going on with the Atlanta Braves. And you do such a good job, man. I've grown to love so much the analytical side of CJ Nikowski and what you bring in terms of just breaking things down for us on the broadcast. So the first part I want to go to with this is how close is this team? Like, are we, we talked about it off the top of the show back in 2021 at this point on June 1st. You were two games under 500. You got hot throughout the summer. You had a stretch of going like 16-2 and 12-2 throughout July and throughout August. And then obviously you go on to win the World Series. Are we even close? Like, is that even a possibility, even in your line of thinking right now for what you see in the Atlanta Braves?
Yeah, I mean, as far as this current team in this season, you mean how close
they
are?
Yes.
So listen, we know where the hangups are, and that's just finding the consistency offensively. And the reason that I'll always have hope until you see elimination number next to your team and the season is over. But this team has good hitters. These guys have just not been as consistent as they would like to be. If you had, and obviously to ask for the offense from a couple years ago is not fair. That was a record-setting offense. But if you could start to kind of trend in the right direction and stay there, which has been the issue, right? We saw the run, thought they were coming out of it, and then we start to see some more of that inconsistency. So it's not as if you're looking around and going, man, they need to go replace this position, that position, this position. If everybody was kind of doing their thing, I think they'd have a chance to absolutely hang in there and still get to a wild card. We'll see what happens when Jurickson Profar gets back. I think we're inside of a month of that happening. He's got a lot to prove, but that would be a big boost. Remember, we were all excited about what we saw in spring training, how the season started. He's going to be great at the top of the lineup until Ronald gets back, and then, of course, he gets popped for PEDs. That one hurt. There's no two ways about it. That one stung. That was the big move from the offseason, and you're going to miss him for 80 games, and if they make it, he's not eligible for the postseason. So that's part of it. And then at this team, I think it's now on this team to force Alex to make a move as we get closer to the deadline. And for me, that would be in the bullpen, right? Any good general manager, if your team gets it together and shows that they got some fight in them and that they can be a contender, then it's about, okay, well, then you need to go get the pieces that they'll need to help. And for me, that would be a reliever. So the offense has got to show what they can do when Profar gets back. It's got to start before that, though, obviously. A little more consistency and go pick up a reliever, and I think you could find yourself in a wild card.
Yeah, CJ, it just feels like we haven't been firing on all cylinders this season. Maybe a little bit of the spark isn't there that we've been seeing. There's been a push from the fans to see maybe a little bit more emotion from Brian Snicker. Is that maybe why Freddy Gonzalez was brought in, to bring a little extra fire to the team?
It's a good question. You know, we had this conversation last year about Chris Sale, because I felt like Chris Sale brought that to the team, a bunch of guys that are very professional, very good. It's one of those weird things for me that I always feel like when things are going well, nobody's going to talk about how poised you are when you're winning. And you got a bunch of professional guys here. And then when things aren't going well, I think from a fan base, sometimes you get frustrated that there's not more screaming and yelling and guys getting worked up. I'll tell you that, personalities are what they are. You can't ask them to change, at least as far as the guys that have the uniform on. But we've seen it at times from a couple players. I've seen Matt Olson get pretty ticked off. But these guys do a good job of, kind of keeping it under the vest a little bit. You don't see it on the outside as much. As far as the Freddie component of this, it's so funny. Freddie, I do my radio show on SiriusXM a few times a week. Freddie filled in for me Friday Because I thought I was taking my son to the Ole Miss Oxford Regional because he's a Georgia Tech committee, wanted to go watch it. And we ended up not going. But I know Freddie well. He's worked done some work with us on the radio side. He was working for MLB before this happened. This is his first year not in baseball. So I know he's really excited. He's not happy that, you know, Matt Tuiasosopo loses his position and he takes it over. He's highly respected, too. He's a former teammate of mine, and I consider him a friend. That part of it really stinks. But, you know, the idea of bringing in another coach to kind of change the chemistry a little bit, there's probably something to it. Freddie's experienced a lot in this game. And so hopefully that little boost, maybe that Alex Anthopoulos was thinking about, what Snit was thinking about, could be something that you get from Freddie.
CJ, how big of a deal is this Ozuna, I believe they're calling it a hip tear? I mean, how big of a deal is that going to be for him to play through? Because I know he only DHs, but he does get on him quite a bit. Is it going to be more of a big of an issue at the plate or on the bases?
Well, at this point, we know he's not a great base runner anyway, but certainly it'll show up. I think you may see more opportunities where he is pinch run for, maybe a little bit earlier if his run is really important. Now that we know, he was very honest about it after he hit the home run and saying that he's had a little bit of an issue firing. I think it's going to be more about the offense, though, which we'll keep an eye on. He continues to do an amazing job drawing his walks. He obviously has shown us he can still pop one out. But knowing that basically what he said, that was his quote, of talking about having a little bit of an issue rotating and not being able to fire as much as we're used to seeing is concerning, for sure. And because he said it, now we know. We would wondered a little bit, you know, was the hip still bothering him? I think there was some speculation there, but clear now that this is something he'll have to battle and then get taken care of in the offseason when he's a free agent this year. Give him a lot of credit. I mean, if this was something that you could have taken, I don't know what the time period is, but if this is something that when it happened and they were like, hey, we can take care of this now, but you're going to miss a month, and I'm just speculating, I don't know what that is, he decided he still wanted to play. There's some guys that would be free agents that say, you know what, with the team struggling, I'm your best hitter, doesn't matter. I'm going to shut it down. I'm going to get this taken care of, and I'm just going to try to finish strong so that I could look good going into free agency. Up to this point, Marcel has not made that decision, so I do believe that there is some credit deserved there. He's a tremendous guy. He's a great team guy. But what happens is, obviously, the running is not going to be particularly strong, but you know, we'll keep an eye on the power, right? That's the big one of the extra base hits, and how often do we see him kind of favoring that a little bit and not getting off his A swing as much as we're used to seeing.
Visiting with CJ Nitkowski, Braves TV color analyst, host of Loud Outs on MLB Network, and host of the Drive-In podcast. And CJ, look, one of the conversations we've had throughout really this week, but obviously the last couple of weeks as well, is there anything to having a fiery manager? To follow up on Ali's question a minute ago, like, do you believe that a manager getting thrown out or arguing with an umpire can kind of turn the tide? I grew up on the Cubs. You know, Lou Piniella era there, where, you know, he's kicking his hat in the dirt and doing everything else, trying to get his team fired up. Is there anything to that? Did you ever have a manager? I think you played for Terry Collins, if I'm not mistaken. Was he one of those guys? And did you ever feel a shift in that clubhouse when something like that happened?
So I played, you know, with all my stops around the world, minor leagues, everything else, I played for 40 different managers when it was all said and done. You know, Joe Torre and Bobby Valentine, Buck Showalter, Frank Robinson, David Johnson. There's a ton of guys that I played for. I actually did not play for TC, but I know him well. And Terry definitely is one of those guys. There's a balance in there somewhere. It's almost like anything, like having a teammate that's ticked off all the time, every time he makes an out, gets annoying over time. Can you pick your spots here and there? Sure. Again, I think it's about perhaps the heartbeat of the team. Is there a couple more times that you'd like to see Snit fired up? Yeah, I guess you could say that. Is it going to affect the way the guys are going to play? They understand it. These guys are accountable. They understand what they're responsible for and what this fan base expects of them. But yeah, there's a time and a place. I don't know if it would really make much of a difference at the end of the day when it comes to wins and losses. But having played for just about every different kind of manager you could think of, when the moment really calls for it, it does need to be there. I would agree with that absolutely. Bobby was the best, and I don't know how I left him off that list because he's right near the top of the best managers ever played for. The one thing that Bobby did so well is that even if he knew you were wrong, if it ticked him off too, he was going to be out there and he was going to be yelling. There's sometimes no doubt that he got ejected as many times as he did when he was wrong. But that worked for Bobby. Everybody's a little bit different. And I do think we see the changes, right? If you look around generationally, we're seeing less and less and less of that because of instant replay. There's less arguing going on. So I don't know. It's a tough question because it's how the guys, the 26 in the clubhouse, react to it accordingly. But when the moment calls for it, when a legitimate moment calls for it, yes, I'd say you got to be out there yelling and screaming a little bit.
Now I want to do a podcast series with you about each manager you played for.
Dude,
when you name some of those names, I'm just like, those like my childhood just starts flashing.
Yeah,
you know?
Man. So I'll give you real quick, what I think is, for me, that I consider a huge blessing in my life, again, because of all the experiences I had. One of those 40 was Sadahara Oh, the 868 home run hitter from Japan, like the all-time world home run hitter. I got to play for him for 2 years in Japan.
Wow, that's
a pretty good number.
I'm telling you, you got a whole podcast series there.
Yeah, there you go.
CJ, real quick, Spencer Schwellenbach is a guy that I've just, since he stepped out here in Atlanta and went from double A to the majors and has kind of been, he's been awesome. He had a couple of bumps, but he had a bump early in the season. And Saturday, he's hitting, 100, two or three times, 99? Where in the heck did 100 miles an hour come from? Because I know he could hit 96, 97, but 100?
Mm. Yeah, so here's the thing about that. You get excited about it, but then it always makes me a little bit nervous, too.
That's the same way.
Because of what we saw with AJ, right, a couple of weeks ago. AJ Smith-Shawver threw second hardest fastball of his life and then couldn't finish that game because his elbow popped. It's not as if he was overthrowing. I think the thing with all these guys, quite honestly, what the Braves have, they've done a good job of these guys that, yeah, there's some good velocities, but you don't see anybody coming out of their shoes to do it. Spencer Schwellenbach, as we've talked about many times, is a pretty special player. He's a special pitcher. He is strong, right? He's got that build that you look at and you feel really good about his mechanics. He understands his body as good as anybody. And there are going to be days where you're just feeling really good. But, you're not trying to overthrow and you're missing location. We said a lot about Ronaldo last year. Ronaldo Lopez, who we missed, of course, this year, was great at reaching back for a little bit more when he needed it, but you couldn't even tell. It almost felt effortless. So from that standpoint, with a guy like Spencer Schwellenbach, he's got it in him. I'd be nervous if he was sitting at 100 miles an hour, quite honestly. Anytime you start to see a spike, what he has in the tank has been plenty enough, but that does make you somewhat concerned. Obviously a non-issue, and it sounds like he recovered well. It's fun to see. We enjoy watching the radar gun. What I like watching with him, there's times where he knows his fastball is good, and he just goes right at guys with three pitches. And you'll see him punch out a guy in three pitches and almost just completely disrespect him. Not that that's going on in his mind, but the way that he is attacking a hitter with his fastball. There have been days where it has been an unhittable pitch. But what's more impressive is that this guy understands his craft. The velocity's fun, but it's a deep repertoire. He throws all six of those pitches a pretty good amount of the time, which always has made him unique. We've talked about it quite a bit. Anytime you have six pitches that you're using more than 10% of the time, that is a really deep repertoire, and that's what he has. So this guy knows what he's doing. It's exciting to see a couple of bumps here and there. But if he comes back in his next start and he's only seeing 98, I'm okay with that too.
There you have it. That's CJ Nitkowski, Braves TV color analyst and host of Loud Outs on the MLB Network. CJ, go find you some tickets to Metallica tonight. I think I know a guy, man. Maybe we'll get it hooked up.
Yeah, see if I can find someone to go with me and then tell my wife last second. That might be a tough one.
Hey, you find a way, up there where I'm at. We got you beers, man. Let's go.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Sounds good. All right, thank you, guys. Yeah. Have a good day.
Always good stuff from CJ Nitkowski. Hopefully we can get Braves on a heater and start to turn things around. Maybe Freddy Gonzalez can unlock things. You never know.
Hopefully.
And we'll see what happens. They start that series tonight, so that'll be fun to keep track of. Bo will be at Metallica, though, so he might not see the end of it, but it is what it is.
I got a phone.
Yeah. All right, that's going to do it for us here on the Morning Shift. We got to go. We'll be right back same time, same place tomorrow morning. Until then, guys, make sure you...
I'll see you at Metallica, Atlanta.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.